Welcome to the Wonder Life Podcast, the voice for health and wellness, where soul, science, and technology meet. Each week, we chat with game changers, thought leaders, and experts to help you ignite your light and spark your power so you can go out and raise the vibration and change the world for the better. You may find us on social at wonder.life, at Wonder Health, and that is Wonder with a U. Subscribe, like, and share so we can light up this world together. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy the show. Welcome to the Wonder Life Podcast. I am so excited to have my dear friend Robin Maitland with Microbiome Labs back again this month. Welcome, sister.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. It's a little bit snowy outside, but this is so much fun connecting with you, and I have so many things to keep sharing with everybody out there.
I am so excited. So thanks for being here on this beautiful snow day. I'm ready for the snow. Bring it. Ready for the cleansing, ready for all of it. Mm. And as we are embracing this beautiful weather, we have our wonderful holiday season. And that brings a lot of glory and a lot of sugar and a lot of food that really can bring our body joy and sometimes out of balance. So today you're really going to share with us, as we're talking about balance, just some different things that we can do outside of maybe not enjoying those things. Because let's be real, a couple times a year, or when there's special occasions or holidays, like we really should, I think we should just go ahead and embrace the season with it within reason. And, you know, everyone knows by now how obsessed I am with Microbiome Labs, because truly I've had so much success.
It's funny because we're talking about the season is upon us and people have a propensity to be a little more indulgent. Although what's kind of funny and ironic is that it feels like, even for me, I mean, I definitely have some things I need to clean up with my own diet, but there's been a continuum of indulgence and stress eating as well, just because so many things have been intense this year. And of course, we know that we've all been on a wild ride with changing information and stress eating. And then there was Halloween, and it just goes on and on. So I feel like what normally turns into there's a season that comes has been perpetuated and extended throughout this year. And I am discharged as well. We have wonderful products, and we know that the gut is the second brain, and actually 80% of our immune system comes from the gut. So we do have some great immune products. Certainly when we talk about balance, and we also talk about eating and those different habits and indulging, one of the products I want to focus on right now as we powwow is our Mega Myco Balance. And you know, it's apropos because it has the word balance in it and we're talking about calibrating, but I love this specifically for really this time of year. A lot of people will come to us, by the way, and say, so what do you guys have to help kill off bacteria, you know, kill off pathogens or eradicate parasites or kill off candida? And one of the most important things to note is that we're not in the business of killing things off and nuking everything out. We're in the business of balancing the body and helping restore balance and recalibration. And then in turn, the body will work on healing itself and also helping for anything that there's an overgrowth issue with. So the Mega Myco Balance is a product that has two main ingredients, and it has undecylenic acid and it has bee propolis. And this is a product that's candida and fungal specific. So the ingredients that are in this product actually help to, number one, to help inhibit the biofilm production that yeast likes to hide in, the candida likes to hide in. And then, so I always picture it's almost like taking off the covers instead of them being able to tuck away. And then also it helps to cut off the hyphae or the roots, the candida won't keep spreading. And that's one of the things that candida would like to do, is spread and also kind of grab hold or hook itself in. So this is a product that you're going to introduce very slowly. You titrate up as a way that we describe adding in or increasing your dosage. So you start with one every day for the first week and you increase to two every day. And certainly candida, some people can experience a little die-off, which is basically a detox. So again, the way I picture this is you're taking off the covers, you know, there's acid in the mix. these guys can't keep spreading. So they get a little bit ticked is how I picture that, a little ornery. And so it's not uncommon if people start to sometimes maybe have a little bit of that die off or detox symptom. And some people actually say they feel a little bit emotional sometimes from candida die off. They might feel a little bit unsettled. I've had people say they feel a little moody. So that's, you know, not totally common all the time, but it's also not uncommon. So what we would like to do is we apply this and then you watch how the symptoms improve with each patient. So this is really, really good if someone has fungal issues, if they have thrush, if they have those intense sugar cravings, which of course candida starts to just really inflame that. And when you take this, you can watch and see, does the coating on the tongue dissipate? Does itching dissipate? Does the craving or the want to snack on sugary things start to resolve itself? So we do have a really wonderful product called Megasporebiotic, which is aimed to really help recondition the gut. A lot of people, about 70% of people, have gut issues. And so this is an interesting thing I learned because I've taken these products myself. A lot of people have gut issues. They have what's called leaky gut or endotoxemia, and we want to help repair and recondition the gut. But then a lot of people also have these sugar cravings, or they have candida. And so what I've learned is that if, and something I always suggest is that if you have someone who you know, like let's say we're trying to treat someone and we know that they have gut issues and want to help recondition their gut, and but we also know they have candida and they've never tried our products, sometimes when people start to heal their gut and break down the bad guys or the pathogens, they may have some bacterial die-off, which might increase a little gassiness or bloating or what have you. It usually lasts just a few days. It's pretty benign. But also because some people may have some candida die-off, what I do recommend is picking a path. Oftentimes with the product I'm talking about, our Megaspore, which is our flagship product, oftentimes we do see candida will start to resolve itself when the system gets balanced and we start to recondition the gut. So I'm a huge fan of starting to heal the gut first because all kinds of things can improve. But if someone has systemic candida, maybe it shows up in their blood work, or they have thrush, or they have a fungal issue and it's glaring and they're suffering over that, I may actually pick a different path and begin with this. So you start to introduce this and you might move through a bottle or two and then see how it starts to improve for patients. And then it's kind of like cleaning house and priming the canvas. And then I may come in later on and then do a gut rebuild. I probably wouldn't start someone out simultaneously on both products in the event that we're not quite sure how they're feeling. It's nice to introduce one, and that way you can separate the clay from the mud and you know why they're feeling the way they are and how to treat them.
I love that. That's so, there's so many pieces to this puzzle that you're sharing. So when we talk about candida, mm-hmm. and maybe some symptoms that people would experience, because I would guess that like most of us have some yeast overgrowth. And so maybe not everybody understands like what some of the symptoms are of candida or like those cravings beyond those sugar cravings, because that is real. And so can you share some of that just so that we can help to educate people around like maybe what they're thinking about or what they're looking for?
Well, there's always the obvious things you hear about. So people get yeast infections, and that's actually going to be something that has to do with the candida overgrowth. So for some women, there might be vaginal discharge or some kind of discomfort or itching. But then you have other things that fall in the category like thrush, which can be coating in the mouth, the oral cavity, the tongue. I'm not sure if you can have thrush other parts of the body, but typically that's something that's going to show up like a coating. There's fungal issues. So people have different fungal issues in their toenails and their hands and what have you. But sugar cravings are a huge indicator that there's some kind of candida overgrowth. And again, we're not trying to eradicate or completely kill something off, because the body has normal levels of bacteria, normal levels of parasites, even something called H. pylori, candida. I mean, we're walking petri dishes, and they all kind of serve purposes and functions. It's when things become overgrown and the body is imbalanced, and we're talking balance today, that there can be issues and problems and discomfort. So certainly when people start to take this product that we have available to help with the balance and help the system regarding any kind of candida overgrowth or fungal issues, a lot of times people will say, you know, my sugar craving started dissipating, or the coating on my tongue started to go away, or the itching started to minimize. Those are the things we're looking for when we're addressing candida. This is a product I also love to. It's something that, again, we want to titrate or increase over several weeks and increase slowly, because naturally the systems are balancing and sometimes the candida is starting to die off or resolve itself. And in that process, people may have some symptoms where, like for me, I felt a little bit moody. I felt a little bit ornery, almost like the feeling of hanger, because I was thinking about that. I was like, think about it. Again, you have these, they had this candida and we're inhibiting the biofilm production where it likes to hide. And then again, we're adding in undecylonic acid. So that's what helps with that, but also B propolis, which is going to be cutting off the roots. So it's not going to keep spreading. So again, I picture that these critters are a little bit ticked off and they're hungry and they want to be fed. And so in the process for me, when I had a little bit of detox around candida die off, I felt a little bit like shaky, like my blood sugar was crashing a bit. And that actually, and then I know some people who felt a little ornery or moody. And I thought, you know what, the two symptoms together, or those two experiences to me feel a bit like how hanger feels. You know, you're just sort of like desperate to get something in your system. And it's interesting because it can be a very subtle thing when you start to have some candida overgrowth and you don't even realize that. And if you are going for lots of sugar, and right now many of us are stress eating, you unknowingly can be feeding candida and feeding yeast. So this is an awesome product, but I also, while we recommend the titration, and again, we don't know, there's not a perfect science for every single person. So people will say, well, how many bottles per person for this situation? We watch symptoms improve. We see how the person's feeling. Ideally, a person's in touch with their body and they can have conversations back with us. But I'll take this as well, because I've heard other people on our team will do that. And if I'm gonna indulge in a sugary kind of thing or a dessert, I may just take a MycoBalance with my other supplements too. So it can be kind of used supplementally in that regard too.
That is so great. So everybody, we want everyone to enjoy. Lord knows, I feel like we all need to enjoy at this time. And if you're feeling like you need something to help supplement and just to help balance you out, this is a great, great product.
This has been an episode of the Wonder Life Podcast, the voice for health and wellness, where soul, science, and technology meet. You may find us on social at wonder.life, at wonderhealth, or at wonderhealth.com, and that is wonder with a U. Stay tuned for our upcoming launch of the Wonder Wellness Academy, where you and master teachers connect to elevate your minds, bodies, and souls.